We now go to the KODY phone lines. We're pleased to have Lincoln County Commissioner Chairman Chris Bruns joining us with some exciting news. Commissioner Bruns, thanks for taking some time to call us this morning, sir, and share this excitement that we have for our community.
Yes. Hey, Tristan, thanks for allowing me to come on air. We have some amazingly exciting news. We just received word in my capacity as a county commissioner and a member of the North Platte Area Chamber and Development Board of Directors. This morning we received official notification from the Nebraska Department of Economic Development that North Platte Area Chamber and Development is the recipient officially of the $30 million match funding for our industrial rail park, which is exciting news, and it's a testament of a lot of hard work that went into this project from so many community members working behind the scenes over the past few years to make this a reality. So just absolutely thrilled, wanted to get that news out there to the community because it is just, it's an amazing hurdle that's been crossed, and it's going to have such a huge impact on Lincoln County and our wider region.
And I think this really means that the light at the end of the tunnel for this project is growing stronger and stronger, brighter and brighter.
Yes, absolutely. You know, firm believer, high tide raises all ships. We're just on cloud nine right now because, again, so much hard work went into this, and to have this finally officially granted to us, you know, we'll have to invest about $7.5 million into the development, but that's going to be matched with $30 million from the state, and that's going to go a long way to making sure that this goes off and the project really just sings, and we're able to bring in some great business and industry and create some amazingly powerful anchor jobs for our community to help transform us and take us, you know, into the future as a growing, thriving community here in Lincoln County.
No, it's huge. Well, Commissioner Bruns, we appreciate you sharing this wonderful news with us this morning, live on the air, and appreciate all the great work that you and the rest of the board of directors here at the Chamber has done to make this possible, sir.
Yeah, and I got a huge testament to Gary Pearson, the president and CEO of the Chamber Development Corporation. This project would not happen without him. Much, much credit goes to his hard work and the team there, the staff there at the Chamber and Development Corporation. I spoke yesterday at the 100-year celebration about the bright future that this county has, and it's because of public members, servants of this community, like Gary and the staff there. So huge credit to them. If anybody sees them out in town, give them a good pat on the back, a handshake, because again, just huge news, positive news for our entire region.
Yeah, when it comes to Chamber and Economic Development, I would put Gary Pearson up against anybody here on all of God's green earth. We are extremely blessed with him leading the ship for us.
Absolutely. And the ship, the tide, like I said, the tide's raising, and he's steering it quite well. And, you know, everybody, businesses large and small throughout this region are going to benefit from this thing. So,
amen.
You know,
amen.
When you look at the details, we're projecting a positive economic impact for Lincoln County alone, based on an economic impact study that we did, of $2 billion annually.
Wow.
Which is just huge.
Yeah.
It's an unfathomable to me. So, exciting news.
Very much so. Commissioner Bruns, we appreciate you taking some time for us this morning to share this exciting news. We'll see you again this coming Tuesday, sir.
Looking forward to it. Everybody have a great day. Enjoy Nebraska Land Days as we wrap up this weekend with the concert series. Bright horizons on the future for everybody.
Amen. Thanks, Chris. We'll see you on Tuesday, sir.
Yes, sir. Take care.